If you want to achieve mastery in anything, you've got to know precisely what you want and what must happen for you to achieve it. I mean, that's simple, right? So if you're not getting what you want from a situation, that is, you're achieving but you still don't feel the joy, or you're with somebody in a relationship and you don't feel the passion you want, or you had some food and it doesn't taste that good, or you went out to go play some sport and at the end you don't feel happy about it. If you're not getting what you want from a situation, it's not because you can't have it. It's because you haven't used a quality quantifier. You haven't asked yourself, number one, what is the quality of experience that I want to have in this situation? On a scale from 0 to 10, what do I want to experience? And how would I describe that emotionally? I want this to be a level 10 experience. What's that like? And then secondly, what has to happen in order for me to feel this way? What conditions must I create in myself and in my environment to have this be a level 10 experience, if that's what you're pursuing or whatever you're pursuing? I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to settle for less than level 10 in most experiences of my life. Anything that matters, whether it's producing a seminar or making love or being with your kids, I mean, what's it going to take for it to be level 10? What conditions you got to create in yourself and other people? And you got to make sure to have a well-formed quality quantifier for this to be something that really works. Let me give you a little caveat. Make sure a well-formed quality quantifier is always based on conditions that you can control. See, I may not be able to control. If I say, for me to have a level 10 experience tomorrow, the temperature has to be exactly 78 degrees. Well, then I'm in deep stuff because I can't control that. Or I could say, for me to have a level 10 experience tomorrow, I have to make sure that throughout the day, I stop, pause, and think about what I'm really grateful for. Or I have to notice the progress we've already made on this business project. Or I have to connect with my kids and tell them I love them. These are things I can control. Therefore, I know that I'm going to have that level of experience tomorrow. Are you following me? I know this may sound esoteric at first, but once you do it a few times, it's not. Let me give you a couple examples rather than just technical words, and I think you'll be able to follow what I'm saying. One of the first places I began to use this tool was when I got to mastery. Because when I got to mastery, for me, traditionally, the mastery program is absolutely the finest thing I do on earth. Best program I do. I get to be with people for 9 days and give them every ounce of me and get to know them personally. But also, I found in the past it was stressful. When it was called certification, it was 14 days. It's like I loved it when it was over, and then I got to sit down and enjoy it. And I thought, wait a second. This time, I'm going to decide to not only make sure everybody else has a level 20 experience, which is the standard I hold myself to. I try to figure out how to drive people crazy with joy and passion, excitement, give them experience they'll never forget for the rest of their life. And it works. But I realized I don't set that standard for myself until it's over. It's like I don't matter till it's over. When it's over, I get to have my level 20 experience looking back at what I've created for everybody. And it's true, I enjoyed it along the way, but there was usually a lot of stress. So I said, you know what? I need to set a higher standard. I need to raise my standard by using this quality quantifier. So I asked myself, what would it take for me to have a level 10 experience while I'm working so hard to make sure everyone else gets to have their level 10 or 20 experience?